This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 8/13/2018. You are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. I'm Daniel Brigman, your honored host, ready for another great broadcast. Today, Adam Andzieewski, he has written a book called Operation Drain the Swamp. It's a book about, you know, exactly what it says, draining the swamp. And so he goes into some pretty sordid details about where our money's going, and pretty startling. Wow. You know, you've always heard about the $5,000 toilet seat and that kind of thing. Well, of course, we know where that money's going, right to the CIA. But there's a heck of a lot of other money just being flushed right down the drain in this bureaucracy, and he pinpoints it. Adam Andzieewski, Operation Drain the Swamp, will be here in about 30 minutes. Brent Johnson, he's a longtime radio host for about 20-plus years. He's known as an expert in sovereignty, world-renowned for sovereignty and that kind of thing. We're going to come on the main topic to begin with. We'll see where it goes. I mean, we can probably go a million directions with Brent, but privacy. How to maintain privacy? Is privacy even possible? Right to privacy? You know, what are we looking at? And, of course, well, I'm sure we'll talk about some current events with him. And before that, we got about 30 minutes of news. Now, over the weekend and with last week's events, it's pretty clear that some fact, just like Daniel Estlin said, some faction of the wannabe rulers, the banking industry, the intelligence agency, what have you, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, it's kind of splintered. Even that is fragmented into two different things, at least two major things, but then it fragments much more from there. There's a coordinated effort to, as Kelly Conway said, left is trying to erase this presidency. And we say left, we say socialist, but they're really just the old banking industry to take power. This is all about power. And we sit here, call it left, right, whatever. Look, I've said this over and over again. I've had the most ignorant emails sent to me about this subject. I'm going to make this very clear to everybody listening. This is my personal, I am absolutely convicted about this. Everything comes down and should be looked at through the Bill of Rights. That's what all this is about. And the Bill of Rights, of course, is an extension of our charter, which is the Declaration of Independence, that our rights come from our Creator, that we are endowed divine beings with something great inside us, and these natural rights that we've been given and dominion has been placed on us. The Bill of Rights protects those and keeps government in its place. So this isn't really left-right, which is a false paradigm anyway. It's not Republican-Democrat, which both parties are cesspools. The Democrats just seem to be a little deeper cesspool-y, I guess maybe that's a word. Because of their ties to such just open communists. Just open communists. I mean, my gosh. This has all come down to the Bill of Rights. America is criminally lacking in knowledge about the Bill of Rights, what it is, about our law, our policemen, our you know, William Binney was on here last Friday. He told you. Everybody in the government takes an oath. Everybody in the government in any significant position, either them or somebody who they report to directly, takes an oath to the Constitution. This is what separates America from every country in the world. Everything that you are seeing is an effort to eradicate the Bill of Rights, to take from you, to turn us into a socialist hellhole, to take our power that has been given to us by God and to take it upon themselves in a satanic, Luciferian kingdom where your will, your soul is going to be trafficked and squashed on like a bug if you dare to utter any of these statements or any of these feelings. Does anybody listening to this show, is there anybody in America with any common sense at all think that that is not what we have seen? It's plain. And that ethic, whether it's in that much detail that people understand, but that kind of innate gut feeling is exploding throughout our country. Exploding. I'm not saying Donald Trump is the Messiah. Please, I'm not saying that. But he is at a crossroads. His election is a crossroads. His ideas, his concepts, America First, and all these things are a godsend. And he is, if nothing else, he is exposing the deep state, the shadow government, these wannabe controllers, the Luciferians. He is exposing them for who they are. He's like a rock of offense. Because every time they try to beat on him, their blood just rolls off him. I mean, he's almost like Teflon in a way. Remember Teflon, the Teflon president? I can't remember what. Anyway, and it's showing us whose blood is left, and it's a sick trail of media members, of politicians, of corrupt government officials, of corporate, big tech especially, but other corporate interests. Foreign interests, spies, they are all beating their hands, their chest against this rock of offense that is Donald Trump. That's his great service he's doing to us. We've seen censorship, unprecedented levels, these corporations masking as a corporation, but really are a political arm of the government, censoring dissent, bias towards political ideas, censoring advertisement, conservative advertisement, killing our YouTube channel, InfoWars, what have you. We've seen over the weekend, you remember when, like Sarah Sanders, other pro-Trump people all around the country, they go into a restaurant and the restaurant went nuts and wouldn't let the people sit there. And you began to see this turn, and it began to make the silent majority who just wants to live their life, who wants to be happy, what have you, just wants to go forward. It started to make them realize and to kind of get the hair on the back of their head to stand up and be like, wait a minute. You're going to tell me I can't, you know, you started to feel that energy. Well, over the weekend, just so you know, ABC has been caught using actors. To put people like with impeached Trump shirts, whatever, go into a restaurant and have people attack them, like the other side is doing, like the anti-Trumpers are doing, to normalize it. Say, see, it's going on both sides. You see how damaging this is that they're going to this lengths, to the censorship, to the actors. And it's just a miracle we find this stuff out. They're actors. Oh, my God. This side is hiring actors to do a psychological operation on you to make you think that, well, it just goes both ways. It's normal for people to chase pro-Trump attitudes, conservative, pro or anti or pro-life, anti-abortion people out of restaurants. That's just normal, and it goes both ways. Do you see the psychological operation that this speech? These ideas are not legitimate. They need to be censored. The whole operation and apparatus is against it and slams down on it. We've seen the Boston Globe. The Boston Globe called for all print media, all really media outlet altogether, to write now, to write anti-Trump edit everywhere, to push now. Now. Do you see? It's now. It is now. The battle is fomenting and it's coming to a head. It is now. And what the only thing standing in the way of these Luciferian plans is your will. And I say you, whether you're a Donald Trump fan or not, Donald Trump, I know the people listening to the show and the people out there who are going to resonate with this, you're Americans. And you, whether, even if you don't know that much about it, you love the Constitution. You love this liberty. You love this freedom. You love the Republic. And whether it's been stolen from you or whatever, you still feel it in your gut. You are the enemy. And you're the real enemy, but they're using Trump as kind of, he's our, for more or less, I mean, he's our scapegoat. I mean, he's our, you know, in Jewish times, once a year they put all the sins on the goat and send the goat off. And he's the scapegoat. I mean, they're using him as that. They're not attacking Trump. They're attacking you. They're attacking you by all these things they're doing. Actors, killing channels, calling for everybody needs to do an anti-Trump, kill this administration, kill these policies right now. It is right now. It is right now. Your power, your will, the divinity that is within you. I mean, we live in a world of duality. There's duality in each person. You know that, right? I mean, I'm not saying that your divine divinity is within you. So a sense of divinity exists in you. The battle is now. They're trying to take your base instincts and to abrogate this divinity, abrogate this gift, abrogate this better sense of you, this spiritual sense of you, where you see things on a spiritual level of creation, to get you into fear, to take that away so that you can't create. So that what you're always creating, your soul, your mind, your consciousness creates. Science is proving this. Science has basically proven that Darwin was an idiot. That's not who you are, but they're still teaching this in schools. Everything we've been taught about science, the basis of it for 100 plus years, is complete lie, like so many of the other things. And it's been used to twist you, to turn you into a beast that they can control. I plan on going over all the news, but I started getting on a story and it just started to roll off me here. We're at a very important point. Very important. It will not be won by them. It'll be won or lost by you. You have the power. You are in control. They don't have power over you except what you give them. When we come back, I'll tell a little story about I had some good news stories. We got Adam coming on in about, 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes. I'm going to have some time in the next segment. I'll go back and do over the news, but this is the biggest news story. This is the biggest news story in the world. There's riots right now going on in Romania. There's an uprising all over the Brexit. The people are upset that, people are disillusioned. Their consciousness is raising. They want something different. As our consciousness is raised, why do you think all these wannabe controllers, Hillary Clinton, what have you, they're shaking. They're scared to death. And at some level, Trump may represent some breakoff parts of that. Right now, our boats are going in the same direction. Okay? We'll be right back. ThePowerHour.com. So good to be with you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is up to you. This is up to you.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols, of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
To the Power Hour. We're going to go over some news. Quickly about PayPal. And I said this on Friday. Some people don't want to use PayPal. That's our checkout system on thepowermall.com. I just want to make you aware of it. I understand why people don't like PayPal. You do not have to have a PayPal account. You can just go in and click as a guest and just like a credit card processor. We had a merchant account. They killed it without any warning. Didn't allow us to fix it because of some of the products, the natural products we're selling. We've looked into getting others. We've come close to going. But to be honest with you, as we go through the process, we're like, they're going to undercut us at any time here. I mean, this is going to be just like the other situations. PayPal at least worked with us and said, hey, do this and fix this and we'll do your processing. I mean, it's as hard as it is to believe, PayPal has been the best for us to deal with and to sell the products we're going to sell. That's why we use PayPal. So I understand if you're hesitant. If you want to call, you can call the Power Mall, call Jay directly. But that's why we use PayPal. And you don't have to have an account. You just go in, click PayPal Pay, and then just go as a guest, and it's just like any other checkout. So I'd appreciate it if you look at that. If you still, you know, let us know if you still have a problem with it. You think Visa's any better? You think MasterCard's any different? You think any? This is war. And right now, for better or for worse, PayPal has done us right, done right by us. That's why we use PayPal. Just letting you know. I know there's some questions about that. Fantastic story out of Fox Roundup. Roundup's $289 million cancel verdict opens up floodgates for thousands of other lawsuits. We've talked about Roundup over and over and over again. The floodgate, as it says, may have just burst. A big jury trial awarded a huge payment to a man who had been afflicted with cancer. I think it was like 400 or 500 more suits ready to go after this one, and this is only going to empower them? Will this these lawsuits bankrupt Monsanto? I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Maybe that's why Bayer bought them, so they can just kill them and then go to Europe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. This is such good news. Such good news. Right now, they're vulnerable more than ever. Call your senator. Call your congressman. Push. We don't need Roundup. Russian finance minister says we may abandon dollar in oil trade as it is becoming, quote, too risky. It's very ominous. 1 month ago, the bond market and political pundits did a double take when, according to the latest Treasury International Capital Report, Russia had liquidated virtually all of its U.S. Treasury holdings, selling off the bulk in just 2 months. And with the U.S. threatening to impose a new set of crushing sanctions on Russia, including in retaliation for the alleged nerve gas attack in U.K. Alleged, that's a good way to put that. It will continue liquidating its U.S. holdings and its reliance on the U.S. dollar. I think this happened all over the world. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's three huge liabilities of the U.S. government, U.S. corporate government that is there. One, you have the military, of course. Our empire does not run unless you have a military which basically threatens and keeps people in line and overtly or underhandedly, whatever, it forces people to use the dollar. That's our export, right? And that's what keeps our power, a big part of our power, the economic power and all this banking industry. It's coming to an end. That's what Daniel Esselin was describing. What is the new model? I mean, whether you just want the whole thing to implode, well, that would be anarchy. You got to go to something else. Something else has to go. Anyway, you got the military, the budget to keep the military. Not only that, to stop threats like China, to be ready for China and Russia, they may be licking the chops on America. You have the debt payments, the Federal Reserve, which is a fraudulent thing, and then you have the obligations, things like Social Security. I'm not talking about welfare. We're talking about things that people paid into, like Social Security, those kind of things. There's three things. Only two of them can be paid. So you do the math. Only two of these can be paid. If Trump's just so good with debt, you know, this will be a... Watch talk about auditing the Fed. Watch talk about maybe controlling the Fed in a different way or doing things a little different with the Fed. Because there's three huge liabilities here, and only two of them are going to make it. I mean, this is the way it is. So just pay attention. If you start to see Trump push on the Fed, I think that's a very good sign. You hear maybe Rand Paul start to talk audit the Fed, those kind of things. Maybe we will know that the military and Social Security is going to win out instead of the military and the Fed. Unfortunately, whether we like it or not, I don't really like it. But the reality is we need our military right now. Now is when we really need the military, like in a real defensive, you know, strength position, not an empire. This is when we need it, when it's already been crumbled and a shell of itself as it already, or as it used to be. We'll be on the other side. Adam Andrzejewski, the book Operation Drain the Swamp, very interesting. So good to be with you. News at thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered remarks from Fort Drum, New York. Now, after delivering remarks, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act for the next fiscal year. The president again talked about restoring our military.
After years of devastating cuts We're now rebuilding our military like we never have before, ever. Because we know that to survive and having that survival of our freedom, it depends upon the might of our military.
FBI agent Peter Strzok, who headed the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation and was briefly a member of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, was fired by the Bureau on Friday. Mr. Strzok was fired by the FBI for his anti-Trump tweets and messages that he sent during the 2016 campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We do have some specials for the Power Mall. We'll go over them a little later. I want to get right to our next guest. Adam Andrzejewski is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com, which is the largest database of government spending, where it's going, that kind of thing, in the world. I mean, he can breaks it down really well. His new book is called Operation Drain the Swamp, you know, take off on what Trump has said. He also, a little twist, he also has run six Chicago marathons. He says his best time is just under 4 hours, which is very impressive. Adam, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be on the program, Daniel. Thank you very much for your interest in our work.
Well, I think anybody common sense can see financial, if we don't get a handle on these things, that's why Trump was probably elected, to get a handle on these things. If we don't even know what we're dealing with, and after talking to you earlier today, I don't think we do know what we're dealing with. Tell us about the genesis of your book, Operation Drain the Swamp. Why did you even write it, and what in the world did you find out?
So at OpenTheBooks.com, our mission is to capture and post online every dime taxed and spent at every level of government across the entire country, and we have nearly all federal spending going back to the year 2001. So we noticed that the party out of power, they typically use the language drain the swamp. You know, it's Reagan in 1983, it's Nancy Pelosi in 2006. Everybody says when they're out of power, they want to drain the swamp. But the swamp survives because of the resistance. So what we did is we opened the books on the swamp that the president inherited from Barack Obama in 2016. And the first thing we did was we mapped the 2 million federal bureaucrats by their employer job location. We put that on an interactive map. Fox News ran 7 segments on this. And what we found is the swamp is very expensive. So in 78 large federal agencies right now, Daniel, the average pay is 6 figures. It's $100,000 plus.
Whoa, that's a good, that's not a bad little chunk of change here. I mean, so if you can get on one of these agencies, you're set on the gravy train, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, you really are, and they're getting a benefit package that nobody in the private sector is receiving. So, for instance, it's not only about the salary, and the salaries cost the American taxpayer, you know, $1.1 million a minute and $500 million a day. There's 30,000 of these bureaucrats that out-earn every governor of the 50 states, and that threshold salary is $187,000 a year. And we detail that if you're a highly compensated federal bureaucrat, meaning you earn more than $200,000 a year, over the course of the last 6 years, the headcount of those folks has increased by 167%.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. You said about 2 million employees. Now, this is at the federal level, correct? Not state we're talking about, federal level.
So across the country, there's about 22 million public employees. At the federal level, we gave oversight to the executive agencies, plus the post office, and that's 2 million federal bureaucrats. You're right.
So it's so our federal government is made out of 2 million people, and it's costing us about $1.1 million a minute, and the average salary over $200,000, which is a massive salary, is grown 167% in the recent future, or recent past,
that's,
I should say. That's
right. Now, that's only the salary component that we're talking about. Now, there's a myriad of other buckets of compensation. We detail this out in our book, Operation Drain the Swamp. Everyone can buy a copy at Amazon. I encourage it. It's a quick read. What we also found was that total taxpayer cost of these bureaucrats is comprised of, for instance, paid time off. And this just makes people's heads explode. The average bureaucrat, after just 3 years of service, receives 43 days of paid time off. It's 10 holidays, 13 sick days, and 20 vacation days. And, Daniel, that's 8.5 weeks a year. It's nearly but not quite, nearly a three-day weekend every single week of the year. And that little perk cost the American taxpayers, we estimate, last year, $23 billion.
Oh, what's another $23 billion when you're talking about trillions? I mean, at some level, I'm listening to you, and you probably feel the same thing. It's like these numbers, they become monopoly. They don't even mean anything at some point. What, I mean, is there any chance of curtailing this at this point?
Yes. So I had a private meeting at Office of Budget and Management, the Office of President, in the Eisenhower Executive Building a couple of months ago. And I was told in no uncertain terms that the president thinks that's outrageous, and in his next budget, he's going to put in language to curtail paid time off and move it back. And my suggestion was move it back to 30 days. That's still 6 weeks a year, better than anybody in the private sector has, and it'll save the American taxpayer $6 billion a year. Over 10 years, that's $60 billion. Like, this is material.
I've always said that the government, you know, we blame government people for this and we think about conspiracies. And believe me, there are a lot of conspiracies in government. But the base of most of this, especially local level, to me, when your government is doing something you don't want them to do, or they're intruding in your life, or they're, you know, the guy from City Hall is coming to inspect your barn and wants to give you a license and charge you for it. All of that, to me, is not necessarily conspiracy. It's really just self-preservation, is it not?
Well, the swamp, you know, they've got all the tools and they have all the money in the world to pass out behind their agendas because we, the people, are creating that and paying the taxes. So, for instance, the program managers and the analysts, they dole out $600 billion a year in federal grant making. It's hard to even fathom that amount. It's nearly equivalent to the entire amount that we spend at the Department of Defense every single year on our military. So it's a tremendous amount of power. It's a tremendous amount of money, money that the American taxpayer creates.
Is there any hope, let me phrase it a little different way from before. Are we going to turn this back? I think it was Calvin Coolidge in the 20s. That's what started the Roaring 20s because he fired half the government. I mean, do we see any possibility? I mean, what do you recommend? Just fire half of them? Are they redundant? I mean, what can we do about this?
So what can be done about this is exactly what's going on in the Department of Education right now. Under Secretary Betsy DeVos, the head count of the Department of Ed is down 15% since she took it over. In 2015, the Department of Ed had 4,400 employees. In 2017, she had, after just a little bit on the job, she had trimmed that back to 4,000 employees. Their spokesman delivered official numbers to us in the middle of May, where they have 3,800 employees. They are doing more over the Department of Education with less, and that is actually what all of the executive agencies need to do.
Is there the will in these agencies? Is there resistance? Is this really about to happen? Is Trump really trimming some of this fat off of our government?
Well, I think he is. And the budgets that he's proposed, no one's ever seen anything like it since Ronald Reagan. The problem is that the resistance is also formed by the big spending Republicans in Congress. They keep sending in these omnibus spending bills that are, you know, more spending than what was even under Barack Obama. So look, the only way back is for we the people to review exactly where our dollars are being spent. And we help you do that at OpenTheBooks.com. We help you do that through this book, Operation Drain the Swamps. You know exactly how bad it is. And then you need to take that righteous indignation into conversations with your member of Congress and ask them, what have you done to scale back the size, scope, and power of the federal government?
Well, you mentioned the budget that Trump has put out, that it's so different, maybe not since Reagan or the beginning of Reagan's administration. How is it different? What's so revolutionary about this?
So I think, first off, the president wants to reorganize government. And so one of the ways he wants to reorganize it is he wants to eliminate, agencies, unnecessary agencies. And here's a small one, but it's also critical. Trump wants to eliminate the National Endowment of the Arts and Humanities. The Republicans keep sending him budgets with even more money for the National Endowment of the Arts and Humanities. We did an oversight report. It's in the book. The findings is in the book, Operation Drain the Swamp. We fact-checked the promise of the NEA. Their promise is they fund the starving artists. Those men and women who have great ideas in art and get private funding. They say culture would go away if we didn't publicly fund them. But we found 8 out of every $10 goes to asset-rich, well-heeled arts organizations like the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, who has $4 billion worth of assets.
Jeez. Hold that thought, Adam. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The name of the book is Operation Drain the Swamp. You can get it at, you know, the typical places where books are sold, Amazon, for one. Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam Andrzejewski is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. We're basically abstract, categorized, and all the federal bureaucracy, at least as much as you could possibly do, and to find out where in the world our money's going, what is this thing that we call taxes that we think's our duty and our responsibility, what in the world are these people doing with it, and frankly, the results, what he's finding, is shocking. I mean, it's would it be fair to say it's probably worse than most people think, Adam?
Well, I think it is worse than most people think. Now, people do have a fundamental gut check on how bad it is. I mean, just think about the supporters of Bernie Sanders on the left and the supporters of Donald Trump on the right. In the last presidential election, both of the candidates told their supporters the system is rigged. And our objective at OpenTheBooks.com is just to show everybody how bad it really is. And one of the
how rigged it really is.
Yeah, because it is rigged. It's rigged for the insiders. We did an oversight report of the eight colleges of the Ivy League over a six-year period, and we found that on direct federal payments, contracts and grants, subsidies, and special tax treatment of their investments, like their endowments, their massive endowments, they reaped a benefit over just 6 years. Those eight elite schools, a $42 billion. And what's the public purpose for working and middle-class taxpayers to subsidize the Ivy League?
That's a great question. I would like to know. Now, it seems like...
We think it's a tough question.
I'm going to ask you a direct question, kind of where I can see conflict. Now, when you talk about grant making of the government, I mean, they have money coming out their yin-yang that they can just throw around, and that's power. And they have these agencies, and they have the people that create licenses, and they have subsidies on farm. I mean, the power in this bureaucracy is astounding. When you talk to people in the government, and you talk to some of these oversight committees or what have you, you're doing reports, what is the response that you get from them? Are they open to you, or are they like, well, wait a minute, this guy's trying to get rid of my job? I mean, what's the feeling?
So our honorary chairman at OpenTheBooks.com is the legendary former U.S. Senator Dr. Tom Coburn. And Coburn says that there is no constituency, no natural constituency in Congress for spending cuts because of careerism. These men and women think that they need to spend our money in order to get reelected. So unless we the people make spending cuts and the elimination of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse a number one political issue at the ballot box, we're still going to get the government that we deserve.
Boy, I'm glad you said that, because it is our problem. We put so much blame on other people when really the problem and the solution is sitting right in the mirror. Do you feel that same way?
It is. It's you and I. We have a big job to do, and the citizens need to hold the politicians accountable. Let me put that in perspective. Every year, $600 billion worth of grants fly out of Washington, D.C. across the country. And look, there's a grant for everybody. If you are a college kid in South Dakota and you want to dress up as a hobo day and walk in your parade, the American taxpayer put $12,000 into hobo day. If you're a child in China and if you want to learn how to cross your busy street, the American taxpayer put $200,000 into creating a virtual reality platform to teach Chinese kids how to cross the street. And if you're a prostitute in California, the American taxpayer spent $1.5 million to teach California prostitutes sex education, and they could probably teach the class.
Sex education. That's kind of redundant, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of talk about redundancy in government. Oh my gosh!
And prostitution's illegal in California.
Well, so they say, but apparently the grant money is legitimizing it. Supposedly, oh my gosh, this is such a big thing, and it just makes you want to shake your head. And it's such a big apple to even take a small bite of. Where the people who are listening, where can we start? Obviously, your book, Operation Drain the Swamp. Operation Drain the Swamp. Get informed. Where can we start on this?
So come to OpenTheBooks.com. And just, you know, we've got all federal spending since the year 2001 broken down into your hometown. We've got all state spending in 48 out of 50 state checkbooks, so you can research that. We've got 17 million public employee salaries and pension records online. So start with our website, sign up for our newsletter, and let's we the people, you and I, like Ben Franklin said, it's a republic. If you can keep it, it is up to us. And let's get started.
I'm going to ask you another simple, maybe complicated question. we hear about their debt and they'll never get paid and it's just insurmountable and we can't bear the weight of it, what have you. I mean, if we were to clean up our finances even a little bit, even let's assume that the Federal Reserve debt is legitimate, which I don't, but I mean, let's assume for a second it is. Is it all legitimate? I mean, if we cleaned up these finances and these things that we're doing, I think we'd have plenty of money to take care of all our problems. Am I wrong?
Well, the American taxpayer, I mean, the genius of all of us, we can grow this economy, which generates more revenue. But right now, it is a crisis. The national debt at $21 trillion, think about this, it's $60,000 per man, woman, and child. If you have a family of four, you have $250,000 that you owe for our national debt. So, you know, we need to create efficiency in government spending and honesty in government spending. All of us need to review this stuff and then name names. Name the congressmen that greenlight these wasteful grants and hold them accountable for tax and spend decisions.
Well, I don't owe this money, and I don't want – they're going to try to put it on us. I mean, that's ultimately who they're going to want to hold responsible for this by the careless actions of these government they've used to get elected, to further the corporate actions. They're going to try to pin it on us. We got to be informed so they can't do it, because they're certainly going to try. We got about a minute or so left. The book is Operation Drain the Swamp. You can get it at Amazon or wherever you buy books, Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, it's been very good to be with you. The last minute or so is all yours. What would you like to say in conclusion?
So this week, we broke our latest oversight report on federal farm subsidies flowing into urban areas where there are no farms. So just for instance, in the five most populous cities across the country, that's New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, Philadelphia, $18 million worth of our money, federal farm subsidies, flowed into residents that live in those communities. And I have to tell you, Daniel, there aren't any farms in Chicago.
Not that I remember.
So there's a lot of work to do at all levels. But the way back is we the people holding these members of Congress accountable. So raise your voice. Ask your congressman, what have you done to cut waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse?
And what will they say? I haven't done anything, son. Quit asking dumb questions. we need the tools. You give us the tools with this book. That's what I love. Because otherwise, it's just like a back and forth, he said, she said kind of thing, and nobody's ever accountable. You have the tools to make them accountable. That's what I love.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.